Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many parents are deeply disturbed about the condition of our public schools. They have very good reasons for being disturbed. In many of our public schools, the teachers fill the minds of the students with secular humanism, even though some of the teachers could not define secular humanism if their lives depended on it. But while those teachers were in undergraduate or graduate studies, they imbibed the spirit of humanism that is rampant on virtually every college and university campus in America. The teachers no longer believe in absolute truth. They vigorously promote Darwinian evolution, even though most of them do not understand the implications of evolution. For many of America's public school teachers, sexual morality is purely cultural. Public schools all across America have installed so-called school-based clinics, which provide birth control and abortion advice for high school students. Some of the teachers object to sexual promiscuity among high school students. They may also oppose their students cheating on tests, but they do not believe these activities are always wrong. What are parents to do under these circumstances? Must they remove their children from the public schools and place them in private schools or perhaps homeschool them? The truth is that each year, thousands and thousands of parents are choosing these options over the public schools. But what if a good private school does not exist in the community where you live, and you do not feel qualified to homeschool your children? The New Testament demands, "And you, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Ephesians 6:4. The book of Deuteronomy records these words from the Lord: "You shall teach them the words of the Lord unto your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." Deuteronomy 6:7. Do these biblical verses guarantee that your children will be God-fearing people, that they will not participate in the evils of our society? My friends, there are no guarantees. The reason there are no guarantees is because each person is a free moral agent and can choose to obey and to honor God or to follow Satan. But if we teach our children as God commanded the Jews to teach theirs, they are more likely to follow the Bible's instructions. Do you remember what God said about Abraham? "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Genesis 18:19. Even if parents are diligent in teaching the Bible to their children, is it possible that what the children watch on television will counteract much of what the parents teach? In America, the typical child and teenager watches television as much as 4 or 5 hours each day, and often without the supervision of a parent. What the children see on television, even in cartoons, often conveys moral and spiritual values that directly contradict what the parents seek to impart to their children. Violence and immoral sexual behavior are pervasive on many, if not most, television programs. Tragically, the situation is getting worse, not better. A careful reading of Steve Allen's new book, Vulgarians at the Gate, Raising the Standards of Popular Culture, will convince anyone of the observation I have just made. Steve Allen quotes Susan Sarandon as asking, "Can you find more than an hour and a half of TV that you'd want your kids to watch?" Page 17. God demands that parents do their best in teaching and in admonishing their children. God will hold us parents accountable for our failure to teach as He instructs. We thank you for listening to our program today. May God continue to bless and keep you.